Welcome back, dear friend. In podcast 3, I touched on what I believe it takes for someone to qualify as a professional counselor or someone who is qualified to help you regarding your grieving process. So in this podcast, I'm going to ask the question about myself. Why am I qualified to help you with your grieving process here on the Grief to Glory podcast? Well, at my age, I was born March 22nd of 1950. So for this baby boomer, that is anyone born from 1946 up through 1964, death is going to happen sooner or later to me, or that I will sooner or later experience the death of a loved one or the loss of something profound. And so are you. That's just the way it is. Guaranteed. The Bible in Hebrews 9:27 tells us that we are appointed once to die, but after this, the judgment. If you're a baby boomer, you've probably lost both parents. My dad was 36 when he suddenly died of spinal meningitis. Talked to him on the phone the night before he died. He told me he felt terrible and that he was coming down with a really bad cold. I was 15. Mother became a widow at the very young age of 35. Then, 19 years later, my mother died of brain cancer at the young age of 54. I was 33. So, if you're a baby boomer, you've attended the funerals of your grandparents, parents, possibly a child, and certainly other family members and friends. We've all lost loved ones to untimely deaths, and we've all greatly mourned their suddenly not being here with us anymore. Remember when I said in the very first podcast that people really don't know pain until they crave a conversation with someone who is no longer alive? Yeah. So how very true that is. On April the 9th, 1997, my 50 days shy of being 17-year-old son died instantly in a car crash that I physically survived. I had just turned 47. 5 years later, in 2002, I self-published my 250-page book about my grief experience as a soul-cleansing exercise for me first, and then as a helpful tool for others who had lost a child. The book is titled, From Grief to Glory, When a Father Loses a Child. It's out of print, but I've made it to where you can get a free PDF copy from lulu.com. That's lulu.com. Once there, you can type in the book's title or my name in their search bar, Dr. Joe Fawcett, and it'll take you to the page where you can download the free PDF book. It's my story regarding how Jack Tabor Fawcett died and the awful years I went through during that time. It also includes the stories of seven other men who had lost a child and how they dealt with their loss. That's part one. And part two regards the biblical worldview of grieving from every aspect that a man could possibly go through, which contains a lot of very, very helpful information for you and me. Over the years, I found it very interesting that by far the majority of feedback about the book was from women, who were also by far the majority of those who had bought the book. They wanted to know for themselves what their husband was going through because of the loss of their child, and it helped them to better minister to them as well as to themselves. By the way, the mailing address, website, and email address no longer exist that you'll see in the book, as well as most of the other websites I refer to. Also, I eventually lost contact with 7 other men featured in the book, so I don't know at this time how they're doing, but hopefully, through this podcast, I'll somehow, someday, be able to connect with them again and hopefully interview them for you, because they've got powerful, helpful stories to share from back then and probably now. So if you download the book and happen to know one of the men, please contact them to have them contact me. On November the 2nd, 2019, my precious, love of my life, best friend, soulmate, beautiful, gorgeous, 64-year-old wife of 46 years, died after horrific 6 weeks of a surreal, awful battle with pancreatic and liver cancer. I was 69. About a year before she was stricken with that horrible cancer, I started writing a book regarding how important laughter is to our overall well-being and how laughter is so important to someone going through the grieving process. In my wildest, most terrible nightmare, I never had a thought that my precious Luann would be brutally, horrifically ripped from my heart and soul. My very DNA, and less than a year later, ripped. Well, that book would become one aspect as a great help in my healing process, as it is to this very day, and days to come. So, to answer my own question of why am I qualified to help you with your grieving process, here on the Grief to Glory podcast? Well, yes, I am more than qualified to help you with your grieving process, because I do spend a lot of time in that dark night of the soul, and I do battle in that awful field of grief way too many times. I know what God's Word tells us about death and grieving and living, and I know what it's like to painfully weep your heart and soul out to the Lord. And I know that God is good, no matter what you and I will ever go through. And I know to trust Him in all things, no matter what. And I know that because of salvation only in our God and Creator Jesus Christ, that He is our true hope, and that eternal heaven with Him is our true home. And I know that all those in Christ Jesus who have gone before us, we will be with those loved ones again in a way that is so pure and so glorious that it truly is inexpressible in human words or in any artistic endeavor.